Not only did we have Ice Cube release his single for his Man Down album all the way back as far as, what was the actual date? I think it was just last year. I mean, not last year. I think it was last week. I don't think it was that long ago. Okay, It's My Ego, which is under Lynch Mob Records. What type of name? And Hitmaker Distro. Released October 18th, 2024, right? November 1st, 2024, we now have the first single from Snoop Dogg titled Gorgeous featuring Janae Aiko. Now, I don't promote violence. All I'm saying is, if Big Sean started to squabble, I wouldn't be upset. You know, I think certain people in the industry understand the presence of Janae Aiko, and they try to get that through in any way possible, right? So, you know, that's just me being messy. With that being said, let's get into the actual reason for me covering this. So, Snoop Dogg, which some will call one of the greatest hip-hop artists of all time. Actually, everybody will say that. So, I was just joking with that. Having his most acclaimed album being Doggy Style, that came out in 1993. Goodness, I wasn't even thought of back then. Like, it wasn't even a thought to have me back in 1993. Like, that is insane. Anyways, so I was just talking about how old Snoop Dogg was, because, I mean, that was before I was even born. Like, way before. Like, goodness, like, how old is this man? Hold on, I gotta look this up, because this is actually Snoop Dogg age. Oh, he's 53. That's not too crazy. I mean, it's still old, but it's not too crazy. I thought I was about to see like 60 or 70 or something. That's how you know I can't do math. Anyways, this man's putting out a missionary album with Dr. Dre, and his first full album with Dr. Dre since Doggy Style, which came out in 1993. Goodness. So people are calling it a sequel to Doggy Style, even though when you go to Snoop Dogg, I mean, he has a lot of different albums. So to call it a sequel, I don't know if he's come out and said it's a sequel to Doggy Style. I think he just, yeah, because he has other albums out. I mean, he has Doggy Style, the 30th anniversary, Snoop Cube and 40, the Mount Westmore. Oh, I remember covering that. I was like, what is this? Gangsta Grills, Bodor. This man puts out music consistently. Make America Crip Again. Oh, that's, I wonder what that's playing off of. So yeah, this man has a lot of music dating all the way back till 2004, 2003. Well, Doggy Style came out in 1993, so that can't be right. I think back then a lot of music wasn't really on the internet, like it was in physical copy, because the internet didn't exist, right? So it's kind of hard to get an inclination of when he first started. I would just say the 90s. If you watch the NWA documentary, you could probably tell that Snoop Dogg has been around for a while, because he was, you know, hanging out with Biggie and Tupac, and now we're in 2024 and this man is still putting out music. So longevity is unprecedented. So with the actual production of Missionary, Dr. Dre is handling all the production, basically talking about cohesion and quality. And then, you know, when it comes to Dr. Dre, when it comes to Snoop Dogg, that's why people are saying it's a sequel to Doggy Style, because of course that was the first collaboration, the full album collaboration. So whenever you have Missionary also being a full album collaboration between Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, then this is probably going to be one of the more pivotal albums of 2024. Now, when everybody and their mama, as far as the hip hop side of things, is flopping left and right, you love your OGs to come back and remind you that our music is forever standing the test of time. So when Snoop Dogg comes back, obviously he's gonna make people go back to his old music. And then when you have his notable collaborations as far as his album being Eminem, 50 Cent, Jelly Roll, Sting, BJ the Chicago Kid, of course Janae Aiko with the single out now on all DSPs titled Gorgeous, mind you. And then you have Something else I was wanting to get into. Oh, and then you had his 2022 Bodor? It's Bodr. I think it's Bodor. You know, I don't know. Marking his return to Death Row Records, which he now owns. Basically a full circle moment as far as his upbringing in hip hop, as far as being under the tutelage of Dr. Dre and of course the one and only Suge Knight. So Snoop Dogg has teased this project. He is very excited for the Missionary album. So with that being said, I think this is an interesting project from the simple fact that if you have Dr. Dre on the entire body of work as far as production, and then you have him actually rapping, I think it's going to give that nostalgia-like effect to people who were already fans of a Snoop Dogg, of a Ice Cube. Like, Ice Cube putting out his Man Down album, Snoop Dogg putting out his Missionary album. There's a reason why, and throughout this segment, I've name-dropped Tupac, NWA, Suge Knight. Like, all of this is coming back into fruition as far as a full-circle moment with them still being relevant in 2024 when they've been putting out music since the 90s. Like, that is admirable and admirable as far as longevity in the way that you just consistently can put out content and people just consume it. That is ultimately the epitome of what you want as an artist. People to forever love your music for the effort that you put into it. Not some of this lackadaisical freestyling over beats and thinking people are gonna take you serious. Shout out to Lil Uzi Vert, Eternal Take Two. But actually putting effort into your music to the point where people can see the amount of effort you put into it and then support you for the long haul. Because too often people take the consumption for granted. If somebody supports you and your first thought is, well, they're supposed to support me. I'm dope. Like, I'm the coolest thing walking. Like, I don't have to upgrade at all. Like, I can just keep half, you know what, and they keep supporting me. At some point, that's going to taper off because you're not evolving to give your supporters a better product. So, Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, throughout their career, has done and diversified their portfolio to a point where their longevity is everlasting because there's so many different buckets they can go into as far as how to impact the masses. Going in one field, even when you're half, you know, wetting it, and then thinking that that's going to last with no other plan as far as how you're diversifying your portfolio, just ultimately means you're taking your supporting base for granted. So, I don't know, man. That's why I wanted to get into because, you know, just seeing Snoop Dogg and seeing Ice Cube still being relevant. I mean, I don't. Do people understand? Like, that's like what LeBron's doing right now in the NBA. That's basically what Snoop Dogg and Ice Cube is currently doing in the music landscape. Now, of course, the argument is probably going to be, well, they're not going to chart, which they probably won't. I ain't gonna lie, they probably won't chart too high with these albums or chart tracks. But to you know, they're still going to sell to the core audience. Now, as far as the popular audience, that's a whole nother discussion. But as far as people still talking about it in the mainstream, whether it charts or not, to the pop culture, is still pivotal in the longevity and the overall legacy of a Snoop Dogg and of an Ice Cube. So, Gorgeous featuring Jhené Aiko is out now, which is ultimately the lead single for the Missionary album that is set to come out December 13th, 2024. So, with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Snoop Dogg putting out his Missionary album, which is a collaborative project with Dr. Dre? And what are you most looking forward to with this album? And also, what do you think is the biggest thing that keeps legends, icons like like Snoop Dogg and like Ice Cube relevant?
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get tender bone-in pork back ribs for $3.49 a pound with your card. Then get 16-ounce packages of juicy strawberries for $1.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.